What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin, the devil, and all his devices. Once again, we are talking about guarding against the spirit of Jezebel. This is the last way you can protect yourself against the spirit of narcissism, and that is to listen to your body and to God. Your body will tell you what's going on, and God will tell you what's going on. You have a gut feeling. If you have a gut feeling, everybody knows that. Listen to that thing. When you are interacting with a new person, how do you feel when you're talking to them? Because I'm decent around people, I don't usually get nervous around people, because you know I'm comfortable speaking in front of large crowds, talking to new people. I don't get nervous. But I found in my past relationships that turned out to be toxic that there was certain degrees of nervousness. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense, but maybe it's because this is just a new person. I couldn't explain it back then, but I know now, and it's been confirmed that that's what it was. My body, or the spirit of God in me, the gut feeling, is telling me that something's wrong with this person. There are varying degrees of this level of uneasiness or nervousness. So my last narcissist I cut off, or they cut me off, there was a little nervousness on the first call to talk to him. And I was like, what is this? The more they're able to harm you as far as and what they may be capable of doing and what they are wanting to do to you down the line is the degree of how much you're going to feel. They, in one particular case, I was dealing with a person that was toxic. And the first visit, when we talked in person, I just found myself very uneasy, very unsettled in my spirit. And it was almost like I was trembling inside a little bit. And I didn't know what it was. Like it was a fear. It wasn't, let me say, it wasn't a fear, but it was just like, why am I unsettled by this person? But I wasn't attributing to that person. I thought it was the location. This person did something to me later on in the relationship that was very offensive and angering. And that uneasy feeling was a precursor to that. It was kind of just a warning sign, you know. So the less nervousness or uneasiness you feel, the less they're going to be harmful to you. The more uneasy you feel, the more harmful they will be to you. That's what I picked up, and that's become consistent for me. All right, so if you feel a great darkness when you in this person's presence and you don't feel easy, there's a bubbling in your stomach is what I can describe it as. You got to really analyze that conversation. Think about, why is it that you're feeling this way? I'm telling you to listen to it. A lot of people don't, because sometimes it doesn't fit with logic. You say, well, logically, everything seems to be okay. They're saying everything right, yet this is how I feel. Well, we got to go back to these other senses that we have, that we've been given. I believe these have been given to us by God. We got to start listening to them again. And if you feel uneasy, if you feel this nervousness, like what is going on here? It's a lack of peace. What is going on here? That could be a very indication that something's wrong with them. I've heard reports from people who are currently dealing with narcissists that when they would come into their presence, or if they're about to go to their presence, they would get headaches. They would get pains in their body. Everything in their body is telling them that person is toxic. Something's wrong with them. Don't go near them. If they weren't near them, or if they didn't have to go into work that day to deal with that particular person or pick up the phone and call them, they wouldn't have those problems. But as soon as they were about to deal with that person, that's when they would have these physical problems come up in their body. So that's another indication. You got to ask yourself, why is it I feel this way when I come around you or that other person, you know? You got to start asking yourself that. And so be in tune with yourself, because for some reason we've been taught that we should just kind of not listen to that. Don't listen to your gut feeling. Don't listen to your body. Everything is fine. And what's really being, you're being deceived, really. The enemy does not want you to listen to your spiritual radar, your barometer, your detector. You could say this may be the Holy Spirit telling you something. It can be, I'm not sure on what to label this. All I can say that is intuition, that is the gut feeling, the Holy Spirit, but just listen to that. Now, we also know that God speaks to us. I had a whole sermon on how to hear God, and he can talk through a bunch of ways, through people, through circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to link that article and that sermon in this sermon note so that you can look at it for yourself. But we have to be attentive to our how our bodies respond, our feelings internally, and what we believe God is saying to us. So I've noticed that when the person was not toxic, there was a peace there. There was just a peace. You could talk to them. There was nothing there, you know, whatsoever. You know, it's your body. It's the spirit telling you, hey, something ain't right. Something's dark here. Something's off. Their energy is off. You know, does a person make you uncomfortable when you're around them? That's an indication that something's wrong. Okay. Now, all this doesn't mean, oh, this person a narc because they don't make you uncomfortable. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes you have an issue with them or whatever. But the bottom line is you need to think about why you feel this way. I've heard so-called narcissists say, like, I'm intimidating. And well, if you are intimidating people, then you might have a spirit of Jezebel on you. And that's why people are intimidated by you. It's the way you carry yourself or something like that. Or it could be their own issues. You know, I just want to rule out these other side issues. I just don't want to say that everything is a narcissist if you feel uncomfortable around somebody. But the point is, I just want you to think about how you feel and kind of analyze why and ask the Lord. Let me go over this article I wrote a while back about hearing God. And I just want to give you just the brief overview of it. So God talks in seven different ways. He speaks in an audible voice, so you can actually hear God speak to you at certain times. He speaks in an inner voice. You feel like you're getting some information, but you don't hear anything audibly, okay? He speaks through other people. You can just ask somebody, hey, you know what? I just met somebody. I talked with them, but this is how I kept feeling, you know? And as you discuss that conversation with that other person, God could speak to the other person and tell you, hey, that person is this or that, or maybe you have some issues with them, you know, or whatever. That's one way he speaks. Another way he speaks is through the Bible. So you can study the scriptures and you can look at things that God likes, God hates. And when you see that, you might see some of these attributes in this person. You say, well, God is telling me that this person I shouldn't be around. The Bible says evil company corrupts good habits. It gives you a lot of scriptures about not eating with certain people, you know, and if they're on that list, you know what? Maybe God is speaking to you and saying, hey, you know, this person is not somebody I want you fellowshipping with. So another way he speaks is through visions and dreams. You'll have a dream about the person. Or you'll be awake and you'll have a vision. You know, take heed of those things and write them down. You say, what happened? I had this vision. And then so write it down. Share it with somebody who you trust, or ask the Lord about, you know, hey, I had this vision. You know, what does this mean? You know, number six, God speaks through inner peace and a lack of it. I just talked about that. So if you're around the wrong person, you have a lack of peace. There's a turbulence in your spirit. It's you're uneasy. You feel nervous. Or if you're around a decent person, it's a peace. Everything is calm. Everything is normal. There's nothing that is arousing you internally that's making you feel like you need to, you know, run or, you know, fight or something. You know, so always listen to that. Listen to that. And number seven, God speaks through circumstances. So say, for instance, you're dealing with a person and, you know, you're trying to connect with this person and for some odd reason, it can't work. You know, or you can't hear them clearly, or there's always some kind of a disconnect or something like that. That could be an indication that God doesn't want you to deal with them. Why does this keep happening? You know, why can't we settle on a time to make this business arrangement work? Or, you know, this is an indication. So these are a few ways he talks, in the seven ways that he communicates. And I encourage you to look at that article and listen to it in more detail. It's only 37 minutes. And of course, there's a written version of it if you just want to read it on my site. But listen to your body. Listen to God. That's all. That's what this is about. You know, and that's the final tip here I have for you when guarding against the spirit of Jezebel and narcissistic and toxic people. If you just listen to your body, this will definitely help in guarding you against toxic people. And this, of course, connects with how you, monitoring your relationships, as I said, writing, journaling. So you can just write down how you feel. That helps you determine what you're dealing with, okay? After this, we'll be talking about what the Bible says about narcissism. My next sermon, we'll be discussing the end of narcissistic people and what they, you know, what the Bible says about them, and just kind of to close up this series. So until next time, walk in the Spirit and be blessed.